the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your ass, you jack white and rattling noise ever, dude. Joined by the good sir, Lawson DeForest, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the rocket and roll edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Us on waste an ounce of time. We got tickets in hand and we're hopping the board. The honk honk plus boss, as we always do, the top of every single Fade 5 episode. The requirement is all plus money all the time. And whatever sport is your desire, mi amigo. So get after it. Maybe the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball. Hell, I will allow a future bet in the NFL if you're looking to tie your money up interest-free for the next, 10,000 months.
Well, I'll tell you this. If we're talking about futures, let me throw one out there. The moment a book posts it, you better believe that I am betting on Becky Hammon to be the next head coach of your San Antonio Spurs. Oh. I'm calling that right now. I put it on social media. I absolutely want to see them go with Becky Hammon. We know the relationship that she has and has had historically with Greg Popovich. We know that Shams reported this morning that Pop is stepping down as head coach. He will stay as the president of basketball operations. Could be anybody. But I'm telling you, Becky Hammon may become the first female head coach in the National Basketball Association, because if there's any organization and any person that is going to hand her the reins, it's Pop. So they may not even post that as a possible bet, given how much I think it's likely to happen. However, if a book does it, I'm taking it. But let's go with something that we can do tonight. Ooh. And let's talk about the Baltimore Orioles at home against the Kansas City Royals. And I'm going to do a little hit and run. That's right. Oh. This one's actually a hit and run in a good way. Let's talk about Cedric Mullins. So I need him to get a hit and I need him to score a run. That's all I got to do. And I put those two together over at Caesars. It's a nice little payday of a plus 131. Why do I like this? Well, first and foremost, going up against Michael Wacha for the Kansas City Royals. He's got a 391 lifetime average against Wacha, and included in that are two doubles, a triple, and two home runs. So let's just throw that out there right now. Next, Cedric Mullins right now, top 15 in Major League Baseball in his OPS in terms of just getting on base, making stuff happen. Combine that up with the slugging percentage, he's doing great. Now, let's go all the way back to April 5th. That's right. Mullins has already faced Wacha and company earlier this season. He went 1-for-3 with a bunt single, two walks, and scored two runs. So all I need, a hit and a run out of Mullins tonight. Does not matter who wins the contest. Some people think the Royals on a little bit of a roll here, have won 9 out of their last 10. Maybe the Royals pick up a road victory. I don't care, as long as Mullins gets me a safe reach on base and he also manages to score a run. Plus 131. I think that's a great payday tonight for what is a great baseball slate, by the way, this evening.
Yeah, and I'm going to give away more units and get my ass kicked the last 48 hours. So maybe tonight we ride a little heater. Be kind to me, gambling gods. Let's look ahead to tomorrow in the NBA in a monster game. Backs firmly pressed against the wall for both franchises with everything on the line. He's a joker. He's a smoker. He's a midnight toker. Yeah, he's also a basketball stroker. That's Nikola Jokic. Give me him for a triple-double. Of course, taking on the clip. A plus 155. It's automatic every single time this is offered at plus money. Indeed, it is there at BetMGM. He has done this in 3 of his last 5 games in this series against LAC. He's averaging a triple-double, even though he fell short of achieving a triple-double. In the last game, he's averaging 25.3 points per game as Jokic, 11.8 rebounds per game, and 10.5 dimes per game in this series. Look at the Clippers. Excellent, really, kind of across the board in a multitude of defensive categories in the regular season and the postseason. But it's the best basketball player in the damn universe in a monster game at home at Ball Arena. He logs a triple-double, plus 155. Take my money. Take it. They're at BetMGM. And with those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5.
number five.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to a game that is going to be played tonight between the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets. And oops, I hope he doesn't crap his pants. That is Jimmy Butler. But in a way, I kind of hope he does. Give me the under on 11.5 assists plus rebounds at a minus 130 there at BetMGM. I think it's a little bit too high. You look at Butler, he's been under assists and rebounds on this 11.5 in three of his last four games. In this series, only averaging 4.8 rebounds per game and 3.5 assists per game. And you look at the regular season, he was over in one and under in the other against H-Town. And what is the Rockets' calling card? Playing fantastic lockdown defense. Although they've given up the sixth most opponent assists per game in this postseason at 24 flat, they've allowed the third fewest rebounds per game in the postseason at 39.4. It's going to be a sweat. You're going to be beating up on the brow. And hopefully Butler's not going to dish another dime or crowd another board late in the fourth quarter and screw us over. But my gut says, give me the under on Jimmy Butler, 11.5 assists plus rebounds, minus 130 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown, Lundy. Later follow.
You're giving up some juice here. How do you not SGP this into something else? Get yourself some positive territory.
Yeah, you're right.
You're killing me. You're killing me right now. I'm just saying, you're killing me. You got to get some positive. This is a good bet. I just want to pair it up with something else. By the way, I just saw the update on the article from Shams. They're giving the head coaching job to Mitch Johnson, who took over for Pop. So ignore what I said, because according to Shams, the sources say it's going to be Mitch Johnson on a permanent basis. He's been the interim coach since Pop had his stroke. So boring. All right. Never mind what I said about Becky Hammond, but play the under on Jimmy B.
Hey, Jimmy Butler, a word of advice, make sure you have a backup pair of shorts.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with the diamond, and let's go with a guy that's been wheeling and dealing for the LA Dodgers, and konnichiwa to Yoshi Yamamoto. But I'm going to take another under. Yeah, I'm living a land down under on strikeouts at number 5.5 in Atlanta against the Bravos. And look at that plus money. Ooh, yeah, I'll roll the shoulders. It gets the news by the juice there at plus 120. At DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Yoshi Yamamoto. It's all about taking advantage of the matchup. Now, he has been under in 3 of 6 starts on this 5.5 number this year. Outstanding 11.3 AK per 9. Equally terrific. 30.7 call plus swinging strike percentage. The zone rate is not astronomical. It's only at 50.8. So at times it does dance around the strike zone, but that's how he lures often a lot of those swings and misses. I've been terrific on the road at 0.50 ERA. Now, those are maybe convincing you to fade the living daylights out of me. And Linda, you're certainly pondering that. But here's the twist, ladies and gentlemen. The ATL, they are dead last in strikeout percentage over the last 2 weeks of Major League Baseball. They're only striking out at a 16.5% clip. So Austin Riley, Matt Olson, and crew applying bat to ball, make a lot of contact, and earn some base on balls as well. And pull it all together. Getting a half dozen strikeouts, I don't see it. Yoshi Yamamoto, give me the under on 5.5 Ks in the ATL at a plus 120 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Numero cuatro on the countdown, Lundy. Better follow.
All right, I'll chase you on this one, even though I don't like the idea that you're going against Yamamoto in this one. You probably are, although I will say this. I kind of like the over in this game, which I think is at 8.5 or 9. I think you may see some runs. And if I'm leaning towards the over in that one, then you know it's probably not going to involve a lot of Ks. So I think you're playing with fire here. I probably wouldn't bet this one myself, but I see your logic.
Yeah, Yoshi Yamamoto is going to make me look like a giant boob, which is generally easy.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Now let's go to the hitter market in Major League Baseball, and I'm going to take the over 1.5 total bases tied to Trey Turner, one of the premier table setters in Major League Baseball. Of course, famously plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and more plus money on the board. Yes! At a plus 110 on that. there at BetMGM. You look at Trey Turner, and why do I like this bet? Well, he's done this in three of his last four. Starting to heat up. That batting average now has crept over 280 on the season, batting robust and just wrapped in the month of April, 292 in terms of overall batting average at 280 in the low 280s overall. 31 hits this season. Only six have gone for extra bases. So, you know, him wrapping a double, him getting a triple is far-fetched. Even a home run, I think he's only got one this year. But this could be a multi-hit kind of game. A pair of singles get the job done, please, and thank you. And he's going against Merrill Kelly, a pitcher he's got a nice history against. 10 for 24 lifetime, so a decent sample size. So don't yell, sample size, Evans, at me, because he's gotten, again, 24 bats. Is significant. Three extra base knocks. It's a 417 batting average and 1,023 OPS. And on top of that, look at Merrill Kelly. 4.41 ERA this season, and it could get worse. A 4.99 expected ERA and a hard hit rate sky high, 46.4%. So match it all up. Trey Turner, be a burner on the base pass. Give me the over. 1.5 total bases against Arizona, plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
So I'm going to follow, but it's going to make more sense in bonus time because TT is a part of a very simple same-game parlay that I've got for you for this evening. So I do like this one on the total bags. I'll give you another one coming up in bonus time because I do think he's going to get the job done against Merrill Kelly.
You like simple bets? Do you like complicated ones? We got them all at thegamingjuice.com. You jackals, go there and sign up right now. I don't charge you a dime. It's absolutely free. Cranked out a ton of NFL content post NFL draft. Already looking ahead to the fantasy football season. Issued some fearless forecasts. Some of the hot button rookies. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Ashton Genty, or you, Omarion Hampton, or RJ Harvey in Lundy's neck of the woods. Possibly a top 20 running back for fantasy purposes in year number one. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Lundy's spreadsheet of free picks lives there. Mine does too, and we're updating those bad boys every single stinking day. And again, it's free. Can I say it one more time? It's free! Go to thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here. All the Fate Five countdown. Oh boy, let's clack and clack and roll the dice, Lundy. This one is it's stupid. It's going to make me sweat. I'm already just pulling up in the wrong places thinking about it. Tariq Skubal. Skubal, Skubal, do. Where are you? Hopefully, not in the box score, hanging a walk. Hopefully, he's hanging another, but a whole bunch of Ks. I'm going to take the over on 7.5 strikeouts for the Detroit Tigers ace in L.A. taking on the Halos, who are being quite devilish at the dish. Minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. The reason I am on a Skubal only over 7.5 strikeouts, he has done this in 3-6 starts. So it's not an anomaly. It's not absurd for him to hit the over at all. Those three that he hit the over on against Baltimore, Milwaukee, and Seattle, a far more robust offenses compared to the LA Angels, who were bottom feeders in a multitude of categories. A Skubal this season, 10.38 K per nine. That's robust, to say the least. On the road, a little bit touch and go, a 3.57 away ERA, but outstanding. 32.8 called plus swinging strike percentage on the season. And you look at the Angels, it's all about maximizing the matchup. No team has struck out more than LAA over the last 2 weeks, earning that punch out on 29.3% of their plate appearances. And in two games lifetime against the LA Angels, a 1.98 ERA as Skubal has, along with 16 strikeouts in 13 and two-thirds innings. So put all together, Tariq Skubal, Skubal-doo, where are you? Give me the over on 7.5 strikeouts in the City of Angels, taking on the Angels at a minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, numero dos on the countdown, fade or follow.
Stop making me agree with you. I don't like this. I don't like I don't like agreeing with you, but I do like this one. I think he gets the Ks against LA. He's probably his outs total is probably at about, what, 18, unfortunately?
18.5, but it's plus money on the over.
Yeah, but I wish it were 17 and a half because I think, you know, a nice six innings for him should be good. But unfortunately, they bumped it up to that 18 and a half, which just starts to mess with us on what happens when we go into the seventh inning. So I'm staying away from that one. This is a better way to be able to play it. Yeah, you're giving up the juice, but I think it's safer than the 18 and a half on the outs.
Hey, Lundy, pass me some of those Scooble snacks.
Number one.
Oh, dad jokes. Numero uno on the countdown today. Let's go back to the NBA. We started with it on the countdown, and we're going to windmill slam dunk home, hopefully a winner at a plus 160. Juice really rolled the shoulders there. Available at DraftKings. Operin Shingun, game of the over on 1.5 steals, taking on those Warriors. I have bet this, I think, in every single game in this series, Lundy, and it just keeps on cashing. And really, the juice hasn't shifted hardly at all. I think it was like a plus 210 in game one that hit. It's hit in three other games in this series, and it's been significant plus money every stinking time, including this one there at a plus 160 juice. Look at Sengun again. He's been over this in 4 or 5 in this series, going 3 steals, 2 steals, 0 steals, 2 steals, and 2 steals. Yeah, he's only averaging 1.8 steals per game, but again, you got to look at the game log, hitting that over in those 4 or 5. And Golden State, I've been often sloppy in the interior with the basketball. Look at Draymond Green. Amounts those turnovers up on occasion. The Warriors have allowed the 8th most opponent steals per game of the postseason at 7.6. So active hands, Alperin. That's exactly what we need. And if we get that, my number one play on this Freaky Friday cashes in, baby, at a handsome plus 160. So Lundy, Operin Shingun over 1.5 steals against the Warriors to get plus 160 at DraftKings. Fade or follow?
Why? Why are you gonna? All right.
You're gonna follow me yet again.
Yeah, I am. It's just a crappy way to start the month of May, man. It's a bad omen if I'm starting off following you this much, because we're freaking doomed, dude.
Yeah, we are
doomed. It's just. Why we gotta do this? Why
are we gonna... look, folks, I'm living in Siberia right now. I'm ice cold, which means, yes, fade a living daylight out of me, because Lenny and I unanimously agree at all 5, which means we need to set up some battle lines and disagree on some stuff. And what better way to do it than in bonus time? Bonus time! Whether in baseball, basketball, the NHL, maybe looking ahead to NFL futures, I don't care, Lundy, just give me more bets. What do you got?
All right, let me give you a few here. This one's going to be a little bit hard to follow the bouncing ball. There are 5 guys that I all like to be able to get a hit this evening in their contest. So let's go with a couple that we already talked about. Cedric Mullins, who I gave you off the top, and Trey Turner, who, you know, I told you I was going to have him appear here. He's actually going to appear twice here in bonus time, but Brad's already talked about him on his total bag. So if we take Cedric Mullins and we take Trey Turner, then what I'm going to do is add in 3 of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball. First of all, number one hottest hitter, Bobby Witt. Okay. Oh, I mean, dude's on a
Aaron Judge.
Well, hold on. We're getting there. Bobby Witt, who's got 29 hits in a 22-game hitting streak. So there you've got that one right there. So same game as you've got with Cedric Mullins. We're going to add Bobby Witt into there. We're also going to add Alex Bregman, who's got 17 hits in his last 11 games. And then we're going to add Aaron Judge, who has 22 hits in his last 11 games. If I put all 5 of those guys together, again, Bregman, Judge, Witt, Mullins, Trey Turner, all 5 of those at FanDuel, 1 or more hits. That is a plus 341 payday. And again, it does not matter what kind of hit it is. We just need them to make contact and reach safely. Let me go back to that Arizona-Philadelphia game. I told you that I like Trey Turner. I told you I like him for a hit. Frankly, I like him for straight up a single if you really want to dive in and get specific. But let's take that out of it. Let's just take Trey Turner for a single. And then let's play the under on Jesus Luzardo for the strikeouts. Oh. Under at 5.5 on his total, which is juiced by itself to like minus 135. Why? Because the snakes don't strike out. They just don't, especially against lefties. So in that matchup, you do that same game parlay. Trey Turner for a hit, Luzardo for under 5.5 Ks in the contest. That is a plus 144 over at DraftKings. Now we're going to have some fun. Let's go to the ice as Winnipeg has the opportunity to be able to close it out tonight against St. Louis, but they are in St. Louis. This is, by the way, the fun fact for you. We like fun facts. Fun fact for you. This is the first NHL series since 2022 where through the first five games, it's just been the home team. The home team has won in all of the first five games. It's the first time that's happened in 3 years in an NHL series. So now there you are. You're in St. Louis. So a lot of folks think this is going to go to a game seven and go back to Winnipeg. So let me give you two plays in it. It's the only game. Actually, I'll give you three plays. It's the only game on the schedule tonight for the NHL. Same thing tomorrow as game seven will take place between Dallas and my Colorado Avalanche. But let me give you a same game parlay. I'll take St. Louis +1.5. So even if Winnipeg gets it done, I think it's going to be close. So give me St. Louis +1.5 and then give me the under on an alt total at 6.5. The regular total is 5.5. I think they may stay below this. I think this game has that kind of like 3-2, maybe even 2-1 kind of score all over it between Binnington and Hellebuyck. But St. Louis Blues +1.5, under 6.5. That's a -110. You're giving up a little bit of juice at BetMGM, but I kind of like that one. Again, low scoring. And if it is low scoring, more than likely we're going to stay close. Let's go to Justin Falk of the St. Louis Blues. Give me the over on his Sogs at 1.5. That's all we need is for him to have two shots on goal in the five games so far in this series. He's done it in 4 out of 5. So I will take him on the over. Why? Plus money, +105 over at DraftKings for that one. And finally, Brad, one of my favorite new names in the last month in the National Hockey League. And let's face it, with all of the different foreign players, there's a lot of fun names in the National Hockey League. And some of them are nearly impossible to pronounce. But Brad, let me talk about Jimmy Snuggerud.
Oh, he's so snuggly.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's great.
Jimmy Snuggerud, the son of Dave, Snuggerud, who had a cup of coffee in the NHL, was drafted by the Sabres. He was only in the league for about 4 years or so. But his son getting it done for St. Louis since he has come up to the squad. He's got a point in 3 out of 5 games in this series so far. 2 goals and 1 assist. In game two, he got bumped up to the top line. This is a rook, dude. He's also been added to their top power play unit. So let's take him to have a point again, just because I want to hear the announcers tonight talk about Snuggerud.
Despite
the fact that he's done this in 3 out of 5 games in the series against Winnipeg, again, it's going to be low scoring, so this may be tough, but I can't resist the juice on Snuggerud at +120. That one is at BetMGM for him to have a point. He was a first round pick back in 2022, and he's proving why now that he's been called up to help St. Louis out here on this playoff run. All right, we may wind up with more on the spreadsheet later today, but for now, I will yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, Snuggeroo makes me feel so happy. All right, let's get the Team Huevos parlay play of the day on the board, shall we? The Rockies somehow won last night on the road. Their only second win of the entire year.
That was two. No, that was two in a row. They won two in a row. Holy shit.
I understand. Hell half frozen over. The devil is awfully chilly right now, and the thaw is about to begin. There is no way in hell they're going to win 3 straight. No way in hell they're going to win 2 in a row on the road. So same game parlay. Give me the Giants on the money line. Trying out Robbie Ray on the bump. Speaking of Robbie Ray, give me him for 6 or more strikeouts like numero dos. And leg numero tres, the Yaz, Mike Yastrzemski, to get a hit. +122 is where I built this at DraftKings Sportsbook. San Francisco 9-5, straight up at home this season. Again, the Rockies now 2-14 away from Coors Field. They've been lovable losers, to say the least, in terms of betting against them. And they're putting out Antonio Zenzatella. And all that guy is a punching bag. 5.22 ERA and a 7.57 expected ERA. It could get much worse for him. All he does is serve up a ton of hits and hard contact, the opposition. On top of that, Colorado, over the last 14 days. They have the third highest K rate of any team in the bigs, striking out on 25.9% of their plate appearances. Robbie Ray has struck out at least six in three of his last four with a 9.48 K per nine in the season. Though that call plus swing and strike rate at 27% makes him feel a little bit uneasy. And then you look at Yaz. That guy has been really stroking it here of late. He has gotten a hit in three of his last five. He's batting .326 at home. He's 4-for-9 lifetime against Antonio Zenzatella, who, again, has given up a sky-high, nearly 50% harder hit rate, a barrel rate approaching 12%. So put all together, Team Huevos, parlay play of the day. And the Giants and Rockies, same gamer. Give me San Francisco on the money line. Give me Robbie Ray, six or more Ks. Give me Mike Yastrzemski to get a hit. Plus 122 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. Bonus time, Lundy. Let's get extra greedy. I say Yaz gets another hit. So Mike Yastrzemski for two or more hits is plus 225. So I'm in on that. Right, going back to Scooble Scooble Doo, Tariq Scooble, I'm going to take the under on a half a walk. That's a plus 140. You look at the Angels, they have the highest K rate in Major League Baseball the last 14 days and the lowest baseball balls percentage of any Major League team over the last 14 days. Earned that free pass only 5.4% of their plate appearances. Scooble has a walked a dude and three of four starts, a teeny tiny 1.30 walks per nine mark on the season. So I don't think he's got to issue free pass. And he definitely achieves that. Plus 140 is a payout there at BetMGM. And one more for me in baseball at BetMGM. I'm going to do a little same gamer on Woo! A little Ric Flair for you. Brian Wu over on 17.5 outs and Brian Wu over 5.5 Ks. Against the Rangers. That's plus 132 when you put that together at BetMGM. Wu has gone over 17.5 outs in every single game this season, all five of them. Guy, though, the 4.26 road ERA may lead you astray, but again, he's gone at least six strong in every single one. You look at the Rangers, only number 23 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. Texas, though, number five in strikeout rate over that team span at 24%. Wu has struck out at least six in three of his last four, including, what a quickie dink, the Texas Rangers, who we faced at home, had seven strikeouts and seven innings back on April 12th. Sky high, 61.7 zone rate. He's been great. Just peppering the zone with the baseball. So Brian, woo, over 17.5 outs and over 5.5 Ks. My final play at a plus 132 there at BetMGM. All right. We're out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor. Would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience? Feed or follow us as well. Lundy, always giving it to you on X at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account right now. We're going to be cranking up the content as the mercury begins to rise. More football stuff, previewing fantasy. Already got my rankings up there for the season, the 1.0 version. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Again, I don't charge you a single cent. For the lovely, outstanding, and handsome, and again, a man who loves his plants, Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Jokic, give me a triple-double, baby.